My name is Joanne McMaster and I'm a volunteer counsellor at Childline.
Joanne, why did you want to become a volunteer with Childline?
So I wanted to do something that makes a difference. As a mum of four children, I know that some of the worries that children can have, and that not all children have someone to turn to. I've been volunteering with Childline for 6 years now, and I can still remember the very first call I took when I had finished my training. So it was a young girl who was 14 years old, and she was calling Childline from a cubicle in the toilets at the hospital where she'd been admitted for asthma and chest infection. I could barely make out what she was saying because she was crying and speaking very low. She said her mum had died 2 months ago and dad up and left 3 weeks ago with his new girlfriend. So she was the eldest at home trying to look after two younger brothers. They had no money, they had no heating, and they were struggling to get by. She tried to call her dad several times, but he never answered or returned the call. She phoned her gran, who lived 2 hours away, and asked for help. Gran did come, and she took the youngest child away with her and left 30 quid for food. Both the parents were alcoholics, she'd said, and their home was bad at the best of times. The hospital had contacted a social worker who asked Gran if the young person could go and stay with her when she got out of hospital, but Gran said no. After an hour and a half on the phone, we chatted through some options, what she wanted to happen next, and talked about the things that she had the right to ask for. She thanked me and said she would call back tomorrow.
It's clear that Childline is a vital service for children and young people. Can they contact Childline about anything at all?
No problem is too big or too small. Volunteers are there 24/7 to listen and support a child with what's on their mind. It's good to talk. It can help process thoughts and feelings.
I've heard Childline described as a third emergency service. Can you tell us a bit about that?
So children do contact Childline in distress and crisis, and I've taken a call from a young person who was a resident in a secure mental health hospital. They were in the throes of taking their own life in the private room, but were scared, struggling to breathe and talk. They realised they wanted help, but were too afraid to leave their room. I quickly found out what hospital they were in, and we were calling the main reception desk at the hospital, but no one was answering. So I gave two options. I said, I'm here with you and I'll stay on the phone while you slowly make your way to the door and open it, or I call an ambulance to the hospital. We went with the first option, and within seconds a nurse walked by, noticed what was going on and raised the alarm. That young person was safe, so I could end the call. Childline does save lives.
Now let's talk about the campaign Shorten the Queue. How people can help with you here at Childline?
So currently Childline, we can only respond to 3 out of 4 calls. Every child that contacts Childline, it costs NSPCC on average £4. Please support our appeal and help us to be there for every child by texting NIChild to 70744 to donate £4. We believe that every childhood is worth fighting for.
Childline can currently only respond to 3 out of 4 children who make contact. Help shorten the queue. Text NIChild to 70744 to donate £4.